The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey, 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 this is your host, DJ Riri, and this is Don't Run Away, a podcast where we talk about how to conquer all your fears. Stay tuned.
Like 2 a.m. summer night, I don't care, hand on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing.
Welcome, fearless explorers, to Don't Run the Other Way, where we explore the depths of fear and its profound impacts on our lives. In our journey so far, we've uncovered the connection between fear and excitement, embraced discomfort, and I've shared some personal experiences of mine with fear. Today, we're delving into a critical aspect of fear, its influence on decision-making. Fear is a potent force that can shape our choices in profound ways. Whether it's the fear of failure, rejection, or the unknown, it can either paralyze us or propel us into action. But how does fear affect the decisions we make, and what strategies can we employ to navigate it effectively? Well, to understand the role of fear in decision making, let's first explore its psychological underpinnings. When we encounter a perceived threat, the amygdala, this tiny almond-shaped part of our brain, which we can call our brain's fear center as it controls that emotion, is activated. This triggers a cascade of physiological responses, which in turn heightens the state of arousal and can cloud our judgment. This leads to impulsive or irrational decisions. However, fear isn't always a negative force. Our decisions don't need to always be impulsive and irrational. In fact, fear can serve as a valuable signal. It can alert us to potential threats and dangers. The key is learning to distinguish between rational and irrational fear and harnessing it to make informed decisions. One common response to fear is avoidance. Steering clear of situations or decisions that evoke feelings of fear or discomfort is a common part of our response when it comes to fear. While avoidance may provide temporary relief, it often perpetuates the cycle of fear and it limits our growth and our potential. So, how can we overcome the paralysis of fear and make confident decisions? How can we overcome this avoidance? Well, one effective strategy is reframing. Reframing is extremely important as it is changing our perspective on fear from a threat to an opportunity for growth. By reframing fear as a natural part of the learning process, we can embrace it as a catalyst for change. Moreover, cultivating mindfulness is extremely important. Being present and aware of our thoughts and emotions without judgment can help us navigate fear more effectively. By practicing mindfulness, we can observe our fear responses objectively and make decisions from a place of clarity and calmness. Seeking support from others can also provide invaluable insights and perspectives that we may not have considered on our own. Whether it's seeking advice from mentors, friends, or loved ones, collaboration can help us navigate fear and make more informed decisions. Furthermore, developing resilience is essential for navigating fear and decision-making. Resilience allows us to bounce back from setbacks. It allows us to learn from our failures and adapt to new challenges. By cultivating resilience, we can face fear head-on and emerge stronger and more resilient than before. In addition to reframing, mindfulness, seeking support, and resilience, another valuable tool for navigating fear and decision-making is visualization. Visualizing successful outcomes can help alleviate fear and boost confidence, enabling us to make bold decisions despite of uncertainty. Moreover, it's crucial to acknowledge the role of intuition in decision-making. While fear may cloud our rational judgment, our intuition, a subtle inner knowledge, can guide us towards the right path, even in the face of uncertainty. Learning to trust our intuition can empower us to make courageous decisions that align with our values and aspirations. Ultimately, navigating fear and decision-making is an ongoing process, a process that requires self-awareness, resilience, and courage. By acknowledging our fears, reframing them as opportunities, and seeking support when needed, we can overcome the limitations they impose and unlock our full potential. Fear really has a remarkable ability to shape the choices we make. It often leads us to hesitate and avoid making decisions altogether. To showcase this, I'll talk about a personal experience of mine that exemplifies the challenges of navigating fear in decision making. When entering college my freshman year, I was a pre-med biology major. I always thought I was going to pursue the pre-medical track because I was good at science and I found some sort of comfort in it. However, in the back of my mind, I always considered the career of pre-law. I was too afraid to take classes that were more difficult than the science classes I knew I was already good at. So I didn't choose to pursue pre-law, I chose to pursue pre-med. When I hit my junior year, I found myself at a crossroads in my career. I had succeeded really well in my pre-med adventures throughout college, but I didn't feel fulfilled. I didn't feel like I would leave college and pursue something that gave me drive and purpose. So I spoke to a few of my professors in the pre-law category. From them, I learned that if I wanted to pursue this new career of pre-law, that I needed to do it in that moment. I had the opportunity to pursue pre-law, a passion that I had brewing in me for years since my freshman year of college. However, with this opportunity came a flood of fear and uncertainty. First, the fear of failure loomed large. Whispers of doubts and insecurities were in my ear. What if I invested time and resources into pre-law only to watch myself not succeed? What if I tried so hard on the LSAT and I didn't do well, and then I just set myself back a few months? What if I spent all this time on my pre-med classes, wasted all those hours studying just to not pursue a career in this area? The fear of rejection weighed heavily on my mind as well. What if I applied to schools and I didn't get in, and now I had to take a gap year because I decided to change my career my junior year of college? What if these ideas came with criticism from my family, criticism from my teachers? I had so many questions flooding my brain, and the common denominator to all of these questions was fear. I was afraid to pursue the career of law because I was comfortable in the career of pre-med. Despite these fears, there was a part of me, a quiet voice of intuition, that urged me to take this leap. It urged me to seize the opportunity before me. I had professors urging me to pursue a career that would make me feel fulfilled. They told me they would help me along this journey. They would help me along my journey studying for the LSAT. They would help me along my journey applying to schools. They would write me letters of rec. Fear still held me back. It casted doubt on my abilities, and it was clouding my judgment. I went back and forth for months. I didn't want to commit to pre-law because I was afraid of failure. However, it was during this time of uncertainty that I realized the importance of reframing fear as an opportunity for growth. Instead of viewing fear as a barrier to succeed here, I began to see it as a sign, a positive sign. A sign that I was stepping outside of my comfort zone and that this was a good thing. A sign that I was pushing the boundaries of what I even believed was possible. A sign that it is important and it is time for me in my life to step outside of the box, to step outside what is comfortable to me, and to pursue what I actually wanted to pursue a fulfilled life. On top of reframing, I practiced mindfulness. Through mindfulness practices like meditation and journaling, I learned a lot about myself and my desires in my future career. I also learned to observe my fear responses without judgment and allow myself to gain clarity and more perspectives on the situation at hand. And in this example, the situation of my career choice. On top of that, I sought support from my friends, my peers, my mentors, professors, and they all gave me valuable insights and encouragement to move forward in pre-law, which is what everyone advised me to do and what they thought was best for me. However, even though I had external voices helping guide me, mindfulness really helped me come to the certainty of pre-law. I went back and forth between pre-med and pre-law throughout the summer of my junior year, and through journaling, through writing down my desires, I found out more about myself, and I found out that the career that was going to make me happy, what I wanted to do out of life, and the impact I wanted to leave on this world could only come from pursuing a career in law. So that is what I ended up doing from my junior year of summer into my senior year of college. It took a lot to do that. In the end, it was a combination of resilience, intuition, and courage that propelled me to make the decision to pursue this career. And while the journey came with a lot of challenges, it led to a lot of growth in myself, a lot of fulfillment, and a deeper understanding of myself. After I decided that I was going to go pre-law, I took a lot of pre-law classes. I thoroughly enjoyed them. I did really well in them. And I don't even know why I was afraid to take these classes in the first place. I succeeded in these classes just as much as I succeeded in my pre-med classes. It was just the comfort I found in my pre-med classes that made me want to stick to it. However, I did good in these classes and I began studying for the LSAT. I wanted to go into law school straight from graduation of my senior year of college without taking a gap year. So I studied for the LSAT and I was so afraid of failing. So I tried to change my mindset, and by that I practiced that mindfulness. I reframed my thoughts and I saw this as an opportunity for growth and a new experience. I kept practicing that reframing, and it really helped me throughout my studying journey with the LSAT. I studied for months and then I ended up taking the LSAT. I got my score a few months later and I did really well on it. I ended up using that LSAT score, my first LSAT score, to apply to law schools. I had the professors and my mentors who were encouraging me to pursue this career help me alongside my journey and help me write letters of recommendation. They also helped me edit my personal statement, and they were great driving forces throughout this journey. Instead of being afraid that my professors would look at me crazy and wonder why I switched my career over halfway through college, I switched my mindset to my professors can understand how an 18-year-old can't decide what they want to do with their life their freshman year of college, how people grow and change throughout their educational career, and I saw it as an opportunity to not only grow personally, but grow with my environment around me, grow with my professors. Ultimately, I applied to law school, I got my letters of recommendation in, I got my statement of purpose in, and then I waited. I submitted all of my law school applications by November, and then the waiting game began. At this time of the year now, I've already heard back from almost all the schools I applied to, and I can tell you that yes, I will be going to law school. I decided to shift this career choice, and I was so afraid of it, and now I'm going to embark a journey so full of excitement and happiness. If I didn't take this fearful leap, if I didn't challenge myself and step outside of my comfort zone, then I wouldn't be at where I am now in life. I wouldn't be going into this higher education, and I wouldn't even know what I myself am capable of. So when the next time you are making decisions and you're going through your decision-making process and you're afraid of failing or you're afraid of the uncertainty and instead you just want to crawl back into the comfortable environment you are currently in, take a step back, practice reframing, practice mindfulness, and understand that you can do so much more than what you set your mind to. Thank you for joining me today as we talked about the role of decision making and I gave you a little bit more insight about my personal life with this. Remember, fear may be a part of our journey, but it does not have to dictate our destination. Until next time, stay fearless.